It's like cool to be a locavore. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. You know, I get a kick out of catchphrases and how people can brand old concepts and make them seem as though they're a brand new idea. It's kind of like reinventing the wheel. Now, I know an outfitter chef who's a gourmet cook to be sure and found that he has a unique way of thinking about the food he prepares. Chef David LaRousse is not all caught up with what's hip, what is in food fashion. You'll find out what that means as you listen to him.
If you want good food, cook it yourself, said 17th century Chinese gourmand Li Li Wang. What's better than a home-cooked meal?
In your mind, does that tie in with the whole locavore movement?
To be honest with you, the locavore movement, I was involved in that before it was a catchphrase. In 1974, when I ran my first kitchen out in the end of Long Island, I used to purchase virtually all of my ingredients from local producers at the eastern end of Long Island. It was really an extraordinary experience for me. I purchased local produce and herbs. There was a chicken farm where I bought my chicken and a duck producer where I bought my duck. I had a fellow going out and fishing at 3 o'clock in the morning who would bring me all of his catch, and that would be my fish of the day. It was really a terrific opportunity to get involved in what is now called a locavore movement.
And the outdoorsman he feeds can't get enough. Sure hope you enjoyed this edition of Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.